You're listening to People Helping People, a live radio show on Desi 1170 AM. Join us each and every week as we explore the many ways of making a difference, just by doing what you can. Know a friend who's in need of a service? Have a family member who's come upon hard times? Hopefully we can all help. It's about people helping people. Tuesdays at noon on Desi 1170 AM. If you can help, or you know someone who needs help, call us now on the studio line 408-912-5565 to participate. That's 408-912-5565. You can also send an email to peoplehelping@klok1170am.com. If you prefer to leave a message, call 408-458-9478. That's 408-458-9478. All information is strictly confidential.
Welcome to another edition of People Helping People. I am your host, Greg, with my co-host, Larry. I should say I'm your co-host, Greg, with my other co-host, Larry.
No, say I'm your co-host, Greg, with my host or our host, the main man, Larry.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm your co-host and here's the host, Larry Walling. How are you doing today, my friend?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
It's great to be here with you as always. I'm feeling good.
Yeah, me too.
There's a lot of things going on, and later on in the show, we'll have a couple of different things we wanted to bring up or bring to the attention of the audience, but really off of last week's program where we sort of opened up a new avenue for people that sparked a bit of a chord not only on the air last week but since then, where we've been focusing a little bit more on the upcoming election and how it affects a lot of the nonprofits and charities in the Bay Area, what they should be thinking about, what they should be aware of as we prepare to vote for not only a new president, but just local government and such.
Yeah, that's a scary thought when you think about it.
It's all very scary.
It is very scary.
I think it's funny that we had that conversation on air last week, Larry, and then you wound up having a similar conversation with a friend of yours.
I did.
That turned heated.
That was a little awkward. Typically, I don't, or you either, either one of us like to talk politics or religion for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
And so we, I was over at the house and we're having a glass of wine, and somehow it got around to politics and the election and got around to who we might be voting for. I actually didn't say who I was going to vote for. I just kind of like hinted at it, but really, what are our options? But
it's one of two, and they probably were able to safely assume.
They kind of did, and then she couldn't believe I was even considering the other person. So, and I won't mention the name, but
take a guess.
She was very distraught over that.
Well, it's funny because there is a incredible double standard happening right now.
I think so.
Because what I'm saying, and again, this is without tipping my hand as to who I might be voting for, even though I can safely say that I'm waiting to see the debates before I make any conclusion, because I'm not in any conclusion yet. I know where I'm leaning, but
one
thing I can tell you is there's a double standard happening in the media. And this happens a lot in politics because we all know that the media tends to lean liberal. It's always been that way in this country, at least since way back when Vietnam War started.
As far as I can remember back.
Yeah. So because of that, there is a tilt to how things are, I guess you would say, I don't want to say classified, but how they're presented. There's a tilt. Mm-hmm. And if there was a roast a couple of weeks back, Comedy Central does these roasts, and they did one for Rob Lowe.
But it didn't turn out being about Rob Lowe.
Right. It ended up being about Ann Coulter.
Exactly.
Who was really the roast of Ann Coulter, because she was a firm Trump supporter who just put out a book on why she's voting for Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And she's a very, I would say she's widely hated because of her being such an outspoken, kind of a mean woman.
Yeah.
But they were attacking her
for her
being outspoken in support of Trump.
Was she in the audience?
she was on the dais. She was one of the people getting up to roast Rob Lowe.
Oh.
But she used that as a chance to promote her book. She even admitted the reason I'm on a book tour for why I'm voting for Donald Trump and so on and so forth. Yeah. And she said it. And she, you know, she took her digs. But the whole time she was getting hammered by the rest of the dais.
How did she do?
She just sat there and took it. And then when she got up, she did. You said, like, look, I know everybody here knows how I what I believe and who I'm voting for. And I just put out a book that I want to promote shamelessly. And she's like basically saying, I don't care, extending her finger to everyone, if you will.
Yeah.
And again, whether I agree with her or not, because she seems like a kind of a nasty woman at times.
Yeah.
Sort of a one-track mind. But they were attacking her, yet all of the others were clearly supporting Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
And there was no one doing the opposite, basically mocking them for their beliefs. And it just seems to me that there's a double standard. But my biggest focus is always what's happening and how it's all affecting me.
Yeah.
And how it's affecting my family, my loved ones.
That's the bottom line.
And because of this show, I've grown to focus more on how the election's going to shape the community or how it's going to affect our community, which is why we brought it to topic. Not because we want to talk about who you're voting for. Who,
right.
I really can care less who you're voting for because everybody's going to have their opinion, 50-50 pretty much always. Yeah. So if you believe one thing, there's going to be a 50% of the people in the world are going to disagree with you. That's just the way it is, right?
Yep.
So it's okay if you don't plan on voting for the same person. But my thing is, how is this going to affect a lot of the people we deal with on People Helping People in our community?
Mm-hmm.
How are these two candidates, or I can even say three if you want to include Gary Johnson, our libertarian candidate,
right,
the third party, who has a very outside shot of winning, I would say minimal. But how are these guys going to affect how we move forward with local charitable institutions?
Yeah.
And a lot of people have emailed us saying, you know, we really don't even know where to begin. So it's something that I think in the next 2 months we'll spend some time focusing on and discussing and hopefully get a conversation started. So when the time comes and we're voting, Larry, we know, okay, this is how it's going to affect all of our friends and charities and nonprofits in the Bay Area.
It's not going to stop them, obviously. It's in and probably, you know, if funding becomes more difficult to get, it's just going to create in them and us, I think, because we advocated so much, the nonprofits, to try even harder. It's just not going to stop them. It will not stop them. That's for sure.
And I think the biggest problem is really how do we find out?
Before the election?
What the platforms for either candidate. And how they feel about, say, or how they plan on addressing mental health, how they plan on addressing nonprofits and charitable institutions and so on and so forth. Where do we find this?
I don't know. I mean, of course, during the debates, I'm sure that's going to be raised. Those questions are going to be raised. But when you really think about it, does it really matter? Because usually when they get in the office, they always renege on their promises anyway.
That seems to be the
standard.
I found this website called EachMindMatters.org, right? It's the candidates in 2016 on mental health. So this is just one area, right?
Mm-hmm.
So because now it's, you know, Super Tuesday will be here before we know it. And we're going to take a little moment to mention about the stance of Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump on mental health. I'm just going to give you some highlights, if you will.
Okay.
She said Hillary Clinton does not make explicit reference to mental health care on her official campaign website. Instead, references substance abuse and addiction as her primary topics. She's a proponent of prevention and empowering communities to implement preventive programming for adolescents about drug use and addiction. She also believes that recovery is possible through effective ongoing care, which is interesting. Additionally, she will prioritize fostering more collaboration and coordination between public health and criminal justice to ensure continuity of care for those who suffer from substance abuse disorders. So she's focusing on substance abuse and how it affects the mental frame of mind and so on, and how it affects criminal law. Regarding mental health issues not related to substance abuse, she introduced Heroes at Home Act of 2006, established new services for military members and veterans suffering from post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries. You could actually see her her information if you go to this website, eachmindmatters.org. So that's something to pay attention to and to think about. If you're voting for Hillary Clinton, that'll give you a little bit of an idea of where her stance is. Can I go to Donald Trump, or do you want? All right.
No,
Donald Trump's official campaign website addresses mental health policy solely in terms of veterans, stating his plan will support the whole veteran, not just their physical health care, but by also addressing their invisible wounds. So, in other words, PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
He also says he'll increase funding for post-traumatic stress disorder, traumatic brain injury, and suicide prevention services to address our veterans' invisible wounds. So this is more focused on the veterans, which is important for me, by the way. I feel that veterans get the short end of the stick from this country for many years, not getting the right care and the right attention when they come back from serving our country.
Absolutely. Is that all on Donald Trump?
And then I'll Donald Trump, yeah. So one more thing he says is he will plan to help the veteran community put the unnecessary stigma surrounding mental health behind them, instead encourage acceptance in society. He has not previously held public office, does not have a voting record. Okay. So anyway, you can go to this eachmindmatters.org, and it gives you a little bit of a breakdown on all of those policies. Nothing on Gary Johnson, sadly. I don't see anything here. It did have Bernie Sanders. But that gives you an idea of the platforms we're dealing with, and those are where they're going to focus their energies when it comes to maybe things that might affect People Helping People show in our community.
What I don't hear out of both of those is nothing's really geared toward mental health in general.
Just other from the everyday humans.
Yeah, yeah. And of that, it's huge.
I mean, I'm happy that both of them have a platform or are willing to use their platform for something, some very, very important issue. But it is concerning because of the amount of news that circles and revolves around mental health, gun control, how we're handling special needs, and how we're integrating them into society. Mm. It's a major mouthpiece for the community right now, and I don't believe that either is focusing on specifically the broader picture. They're kind of taking one little piece of it.
And you know why I think so? Is because so much attention has been focused on veterans lately, and you know that they're underfunded in always.
Right.
And so it's just another campaign thing, you know, to get votes, I think, because it's a major thing out there right now. The rest of it is not.
And that was interesting because I know one of the areas Trump would be very vocal about was the fact that he's not a politician and he's not afraid to take a stance that's not politically correct or advisable.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm surprised he's not a little more outspoken because, like you said, this is a major, major topic. I know that's partially why Hillary Clinton of late has been more vocal about mental health. She's changed her stance over the years on it. And I think that's mostly because she realizes the importance of it in her campaign.
Yeah.
And she's also known to be a bit of a chameleon. Whenever she finds something that she might have opposed in the past, she's not one that resists change. She will make her change.
Yeah, that's true. As you know, because we talk about this fairly often, we've got a lot of comments on it as well. One of our biggest reactions from our listening audience is when we talk about special needs, mental health.
Yeah.
It really is felt by a lot of people out in our audience, and it proves itself that way because we get calls and emails on that. And we've had several different guests, you know, that have talked about different types of mental health.
Yeah.
So it's a big issue with people helping people. You know, it's big because we do get a great response. I mean, in a huge response as far as we're concerned. Out of all the other topics we've ever discussed, this seems to be one of the biggest.
And I think it's mostly because it's affecting more and more people.
Yeah, sure it is.
The closer things become to home, or the closer they get to home, the more people will focus on it. It's natural. Let's face it.
Sure
you
it
might
is.
Not care about AIDS unless it affects you and your family. Then all of a sudden now you'll learn everything you need to know about it.
Yeah.
And I think that's the masses in general. And because of the influx of special education and autism and special needs, in the past 5 to 10 years. Mm-hmm. Not only is it affecting people directly, but in a lot of times, in a lot of cases, it's indirect, where it might be your sister's kid or your, you know, cousin who has it, or a neighbor who you're very close with has an autistic child. Mm-hmm. What exactly does that mean? Where do they fall on the spectrum? How is it handled? How much assistance are you getting from the government? How much assistance are you getting from schooling? Do you have a teacher who can come and work with them directly to maybe help them and guide them so that they are living a functional life? And I mean, there's a lot of layers to this that need to be discussed. Mm-hmm. So we know before we go in and vote on whoever we choose, I know I want to know, how is it going to affect us not only as a country, but how is it going to affect us locally? Because usually that's the easiest way to get to somebody is this is how it's going to affect you. The minute it becomes about you or one person, one community, it then becomes an issue that everybody cares about.
Got to be personal before you really take it to heart.
I think the research part of it is not as easy, although the internet allows us a lot of resources for sure. Things that we otherwise would never have had the opportunity unless you watch politics and watch the news constantly so you can keep up with these things. The internet makes it a little easier, but you don't know what's real and what's not real.
I have an idea, though.
What's that?
Well, you, as
it's
you
very
know,
rare you have ideas, so
no,
let's hear
I,
it.
I have a lot. I just don't voice them, that's all.
Oh.
But as you know, I mean, my ex-brother-in-law is very good friends with Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought maybe, you know, just maybe – if I contacted him, he can get me a meeting with Donald.
You think you might be able to get him on the show?
Yeah, it's a possibility.
You know what's funny? From what I've heard about Donald Trump is you could hate the guy all you want, but when you get in his presence and he talks to you, he knows how to charm people.
Even if
you don't like him, you'll probably some people might disagree with me because they might be like, there's no way I could ever find myself feeling any warmth around Donald Trump. But I do think the reason he's been very successful is because he does have an ability to connect somehow, even as a rich man who none of us can relate to.
Well, I'll ask him that question when I see
him. Please see if you can get him on the show.
I will do that.
I don't know anybody who knows Donald Trump, and I also don't know anybody who knows Hillary Clinton.
I don't know her or anybody that does, but I do have.
So see if you could talk to your former brother-in-law, your ex-brother-in-law.
Yes.
And I mean, I know he's a straight shooter, so
hopefully
we'll get him on.
Yeah.
Have you done any since our show last week? Have you had a chance to look any further into this, or are you like me, just kind of feeling around right now, trying to find out more?
You're talking about the political stuff going on.
The political effect on our special issues, including special needs and mental health and healthcare.
Actually, not really.
Do you think it's a broader thing, Larry? More of a healthcare issue in general?
Yeah, I think so.
Because that is another topic. I think most people would agree. Yeah. Obamacare has not been what we thought it would be.
Not even close.
Or at least a lot of people thought it would be, not everyone. Mm. But I don't think that this new Obamacare is necessarily helping those in need. I think it's actually hurting more people than it's helping.
I'll be very candid.
Yes.
I have never spoken to one person that it's really helped at all. It's always been somewhat of a pain. Nobody can figure it out.
That's the problem. It's just there's too many.
It's supposed to be simplified.
It's not at all.
No,
I mean,
not.
The punishment that you
Let's
get.
Let's be honest here.
The punishment people are getting for not having health care is quite
and I,
the—
I got fined. Did you get fined?
Yeah, I got fined last year.
Yeah, I did
and
too.
It was only because of a lapse of 2 months that I had—
Same here.
—that I got fined.
Yep.
But the penalty is higher this year. So if those people who are lacking coverage at any point this year, I think if I'm not mistaken, it's something like a couple hundred dollars a month penalty. A month.
Yeah,
it was $80 last year.
Sucks.
That's crazy. Because you're being penalized for something that eventually could affect you financially anyhow.
Well, sure.
Because if you don't have coverage and you end up being injured, then you're going to pay out of pocket anyhow. So you're punished two times, essentially.
Yeah, you're penalized.
But some people just can't afford it. But
no.
The problem I'm finding is those people who are simply, lacking any coverage for their family. So say somebody who might be out of a job and can't afford to pay $400 a month for medical insurance or more because of their family.
Yep.
And maybe their money is what they're getting from the government or what they're getting in unemployment is going directly towards their rent and their bills,
yeah.
there really isn't any assistance. But what's happening is people who are paying for the health care are also essentially paying for those that don't have health care, right? So
yeah.
it's basically robbing from the rich to give to the poor, which I have no problem with, but it's not necessarily helping the underserved or the
poor. It's not. I mean, I would vote for Trump just so, because I know Hillary's is a proponent of that.
Yeah. Somebody said to me the other day,
just for
really
that.
Made a lot of sense. It said that here's the deal. If you are voting for Hillary Clinton, you're voting for the status quo. You're comfortable with where we've been
yeah.
and where we're going.
That's true.
And if you are voting for Donald Trump, you are voting for whether or not it's going to happen or not. You're voting for some kind of change.
Yes,
you know, because he is not the status quo. Now, we know how politics work. It doesn't mean he can change anything or he will change it. He might make a left-hand turn the minute he gets into office, for all we know. But there's a chance of change with one, and there's pretty much status quo with the other. So it's really dependent upon where you are. What do you feel? Do you feel we're in a good place and this country's on the right path? If so, then you need to vote for Hillary Clinton.
Oh, I got one for you.
What's that?
Mike's there.
Yeah. Okay, do you hear yourself now?
Let's see. Yeah, I do.
All right, so go ahead. I'm ready for you.
Where was I?
You said, I got it, and then you went to talk and said something about the microphone.
Darn it.
There was something that
brain
occurred
freeze.
To you. Had nothing to do with
I was talking to my
Trump.
Friend about this. So let's go back.
Okay.
And what were we talking about? I know we're talking
Stinks
about
getting
Trump.
Old, doesn't it? We were talking about voting for a change with Trump and status
okay.
quo with Hillary. That's one thing we know is that's a simple fact. That one is going to keep things going on the path it's been on. If you think it's a good path, stay there. And vote for Hillary. If you think it's a poor path and the decisions that President Obama has made have been bad ones, then you need to vote the opposite.
Oh, there we go.
Okay. Wow,
when you mentioned Obama, it's like when you forget something, you go back in the room where you remembered
mm-hmm.
it or you thought of it. Okay, so when you said Obama, that was the room. Say Obama again?
Obama, yes.
Gosh.
You just want to hear his name. You forgot again?
I did.
Unbelievable.
Oh, shoot.
Maybe another topic we should talk about on the show is dementia.
Yeah.
Because clearly. All right. So we'll change topics for a moment.
Obama. I was telling my friend, you know, we're talking about Obama and world opinion.
Uh-huh.
And I said, okay, Google it. I said, Google, and we're talking about Putin, too. I said, I said I don't like Putin. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
I said, but I respect him for certain things that he's done where Obama did squat.
Okay.
And the world is the governments recognize that. And you know, because Putin went out there and he made something happen where Obama was just dragging his feet.
Right.
So we looked up popular opinion on Putin and Obama.
Mm-hmm.
And of course Obama was way out in front of Putin.
Of course.
But if you were to talk about the governments, for instance, China and the Philippines,
mm-hmm.
They shunned him. So when you're dealing with the governments, the governments, I think, because we even shafted our allies, we broke into their security system,
mm-hmm.
and we're eavesdropping on them. They took that as a major offense.
I imagine.
Okay, well, they didn't like him for that,
mm-hmm.
but the people like him. Governments don't, but the people do. That's been my observation anyway.
Okay.
So we got into another discussion since we're in the politics, and that didn't go over very well with her either.
Yeah,
she said, so now I proved you wrong. I says, no, you didn't prove me wrong. I said, I still say, if you look at the governments around the world, why do they feel the way they do about him? And basically it's because he doesn't do what he says he's going to do.
Yeah. And
period.
What you've proven and again by talking about this and what we've mentioned many times, there's really no winning or losing a political argument. It's pretty much an opportunity for people to get things off their chest and have somebody to sound off against, even if it doesn't really – no one will ever say – in an argument about politics, you know what? You're right. I'm actually going to switch my vote. Have you ever heard that?
Yeah.
In your life?
Yeah.
No. Well, I would hope you'd say no.
Yes, what you're saying, I'm agreeing with.
Oh, okay. Because I've never once been in a political argument that has ended with, you know what? You're right. I now believe what
I'll
you're saying.
I'll vote for who you're voting
yeah.
for.
Yeah, so what I Forget usually it. Preface every political argument with is that I understand that you believe what you believe, and there's no way I'm going to change your mind, and I'm not even trying to.
Yeah.
So I'll just tell you what I believe, and you'll tell me what you believe, and we'll agree to disagree.
There you go.
That's all it can be.
And I think it's the way it is.
What we need to remember, though, is that those same politicians who hate each other when we see them on TV are all buddies. Trust me, they all come up through the same exact channels. They all come through the same place. They all do the same things.
Yeah.
It's just one has a different belief system than the other.
And is it funny that, like if you're running in the Democratic Party or the Republicans and they're running mates or something like that, or somebody in the same party's running against them, they bad rap each other like you can't even believe. And then after the one, you know, wins the primary, then of course they're buddy buddies and they're supporting him for all these different
Let's
reasons.
Let's go grab a beer. It's yeah. like that's what they do.
There they go. So there, what can I say about politicians? Not much.
Yeah, me neither. And that's the one area that I think we all agree. Those who don't agree are brainwashed.
I think
that
so.
Politicians generally are going to do whatever it takes to get the election, and they're going to.
Yeah.
You might agree with 50% of every politician's beliefs, and bottom line is that most of them just say whatever they need to say in order to get elected.
Yeah, so if you agree with 50% of what they say, it's because when they get in the office, they promise to do certain things, and that's what you agree with, and when they get in the office, they don't do any of it. So it's 100%.
Yeah, so we'll all agree that this is the bigger issue is, and we're going to make it a point over the coming month and a half to at least be cognizant of how it affects our community, how it affects families, how it affects children with special needs, how it affects mental health, how it affects health care, and so on. That's our concern with the election. Not about Republican, Democrat,
right, exactly.
More about these issues. So as time goes, we'll try and bring in the appropriate people that might be able to help us understand more, and we'll also give you more resources to find out.
We have. We've had a politician or two on the show.
Yeah, we have, of course. Yeah, we try to keep them out.
I know.
But, you know, around political positioning, you know, the radio station in general, if we have somebody on who's a local or a Democrat, if we're running any advertising for Hillary Clinton, we have to offer the same amount for Trump or vice, you know, same with any kind of Democrat, Republican. It's always equal opportunity in that politically.
Sure.
So no matter what we do, we will provide both perspectives because this is not about trying to convince you who to vote for, because really I would never do it. I don't care enough to do that. What I do care about is how it affects our families and how it affects us, our community too.
So after this we'll go out for a few beers.
Yeah, exactly. And we'll talk about it. Yeah, we'll get heated. And then if you can somehow eavesdrop on Larry and my conversation about it, then you might find out our true stance.
Right. We'll never tell you on
I can kind of tell for you, just by what you say.
No, you can't.
You've never said it out loud, but I think in this conversation I've been able to make a safe assumption.
No, I don't think so.
Who you're voting for.
What's my face say?
Marco Rubio you're going to vote for. That's what I was.
Who's that?
Who's that? All right, so we're going to take a quick break. In a few moments, we'll come back. We have a lot to talk about. I know you have some things that are very close to home, some friends of yours. So let's take a quick step away. We'll come back with more People Helping People in a moment. Every Tuesday at noon, join me, Greg Perillo, and my co-hosts Larry Walling and Lavanya Duvi as we take the time to bring our community together over the airwaves. People Helping People is an hour dedicated to the practice of paying it forward. Join us each and every week as we explore the many ways of making a difference just by doing what we can. Have a family member who's come upon some hard times? Hopefully we can all help together. It's about people helping people. Tuesdays at noon on Desi 1170 AM, radio that listens to you. Welcome back to People Helping People. I'm Greg with my co-host Larry. Franco behind the board as always.
Yep.
Good to have you, man. So I think this is, it's always interesting when we have new people come into the conversation with us. Always new families and friends of friends who people will come to us and say, hey, there's someone you should know about or someone you should meet. Maybe they could be on the show. That's something we hear quite a bit.
Yes, we do.
And there's a couple of new instances that you brought to the conversation that we're going to talk about right now.
Yeah,
you want to start, we'll start with talking about Molly and Job, an interesting story. I'll read more on their GoFundMe page. Okay. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, my niece contacted me on Facebook and wanted to know if we could have this person on the show or just bring awareness to their situation. And it's Molly and Job. Molly is the grandmother of Job, and it was Job's father that went through school with my niece.
Okay.
So she knew Job's dad. And for whatever reason, something happened to Job when he was younger, and he's now in a wheelchair. I believe he's quadriplegic, mm-hmm. I believe. So now they're looking for housing. They live in an apartment right now, but he's kind of grown out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're looking for a special low-income housing that will meet all of their needs. And they found something. Apparently, they're on some kind of a list, and they have to come up with a certain amount of money by the, I think it's the 17th.
This coming Thursday.
Is it Thursday?
Or no, maybe it's Saturday.
Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah, or else they'll lose it. So it's all about raising money.
I find
money
that interesting,
that.
By the way, because okay. I don't know if somebody's put on a special list and then all of a sudden they have to come up with, you know, $30,000 or whatever, $50,000. I mean, who has $50,000?
Nobody.
Unless you have a GoFundMe page, which they do.
Well,
how else would you figure out how to get 50K?
I don't know. You would have to go on the page and find that information out.
Yeah, disturbs me a little bit. I'm wondering what this list is. Let me give you a little more of a backstory.
Yeah.
Because there is a GoFundMe page. What it is GoFundMe.com/Molly and Job. Let me just make sure that's right. Molly and Job. Yep. MollyAnd. Job.
Correct.
His name is Job, and it's spelled Job.
Right.
So here's the backstory. You gave us a little abbreviated version, but Job is Molly McConville's oldest grandson. She adopted him as an infant after a tragic incident resulted in him having cerebral palsy and spastic quadriplegia. She did not hesitate to quit her job to become his full-time caregiver and has been a strong advocate for Job ever since, getting him a scholarship to the Bridge School for Children with Special Adaptive Communication Needs. He has since graduated, thriving as a seventh grader at Hoover Middle School in San Jose. Nice and local.
Yeah.
Job and Molly have a limited income, have been living in a subsidized low-rent apartment in Los Gatos for over a decade. Molly receives a modest income from the state for her job, to care for her job, mm-hmm. To care for Job, and would not be able to work full-time while also giving care to him and arranging all of his special services and appointments.
Yeah.
The apartment was suitable for Job as a young child. The past several years, Molly has been investigating longer-term housing options to best support Job as he grows and his abilities, equipment need change, okay?
Mm-hmm.
A below-market price housing opportunity recently became available in Los Gatos with ample space for Job to maneuver in his new power wheelchair and storage space for his equipment and devices. There's a small yard where Job could have friends and family over. The current apartment is not suitable for hosting gatherings. Molly applied for the Hello Housing Program to be eligible to purchase the house. Below market houses are in huge demand in Santa Clara County, so all applicants must go through a stringent review process. Here we go. I guess this makes sense. Molly had looked into other BMP homes in the past. She felt a strong connection to this house because it was in Los Gatos, near her family. It was also a single story, which is rare given the limited BMP housing in this area. She told close friends and family about it. Everybody prayed to God. And regarding the house, that's where we came to this GoFundMe page. She didn't want to get Job's hopes up, but she showed him a flyer about the home and told him that she was going to apply for it and pray about it. She posted the flyer on a wall in Job's bathroom, and he has admired it every day since, showing excitement whenever someone would even mention it. Mm-hmm. Molly was amazed to learn this week that out of all the applicants, she has been conditionally approved to buy this home. Okay.
Well, that's major.
Because of her limited fixed income, Molly does not have enough funds for the down payment for the house. However, she would be able to make the monthly mortgage payments. Throughout this process, she has faith and has applied that if she applied and was selected, the down payment would come together somehow. That's what brings us to today. Molly's friends and family are collaborating to raise $50,000 to cover the cost of the down payment and moving expenses, allowing Molly and Job to progress onward, live happily in their forever home. The timeline is short. We're making a run for it. The funds need to be raised by Thursday, September 15th, not
Saturday. It's the 15th, okay.
Molly's family wishes to express their heartfelt gratitude and appreciation. Okay, so here's the deal. Go to the GoFundMe page. This was The goal is 50K.
Yeah.
They've been moving pretty quickly.
Yeah,
now, this has
like,
only
yeah.
been 7 or 10 days or so. So you can donate anything, $5, $10, a dollar.
Yeah.
I've seen a few $1,000 and $500
yep.
in there. Even if you just want to make an anonymous donation for $10, it would help.
Yeah, sure. Anything would help.
But these are the stories that we hear that really, really hit home. Because imagine being in that situation and needing this kind of care for your child and not being able to provide it.
And I can imagine, I mean, I know a girl personally, and I've mentioned her not by name, but a girl I used to date who has a Down syndrome daughter who I dearly love. And I can remember her going through different scenarios and situations where she was just beside herself because it's so hard. You know, it's so hard just to get funding for certain things or get teachers or tutors, you know, when you're supposed to have them.
Yep.
You have to coordinate everything with the schools. Everything you do, your life revolves around that.
It's amazing
it's
how
difficult.
That happens. And, I mean, Molly was quick to leave her job. And
she was. She
didn't
think
care
twice.
For him, but
yeah.
she, and she does get some government help, which
right.
is great. But those are the things that we talk about.
It
you know,
is.
Getting help
Absolutely.
From the government. What does that
yeah.
mean? What will it mean moving forward?
Yeah.
Is it going to be better or is it going to be worse?
We don't know at
we
this
don't
point.
Know. You know, when you see no, pictures, don't. Though, and I know Molly and I think it was Molly put up a post, the McConville and Weigert families put up a post about this fundraiser and
mm-hmm.
how overwhelmed they are by the generosity of some friends and family
right, right.
and how over 200 shares of this campaign in a matter of hours.
Yeah.
So if you can help, in any way. And when
yeah.
I say help, it could mean just simply going to the page and offering some words of wisdom. Maybe there's something
sure.
that they need to know that they don't know. But like I said, sometimes just donating $5 might mean, you know, that adds up quickly.
You know what I think you can do? Everybody can do this. Go to their, you know, to their link and share it.
Yeah, that's a quick way to get it out to
share
a lot of people.
Share it. That way, everybody that shares is getting out to a lot more people.
There's a thing, a note on the page that says this campaign is trending, which means a lot of people are posting and
yeah.
sharing it,
yeah.
which is a good sign.
Yeah, it is.
And it seems to be trending upward big
yeah.
time. Again, I'm going to give you the website. Go to GoFundMe.com/MollyandJob, MollyandJob,
mm-hmm.
period. That's it.
That's
no,
all.
No, don't add a period. I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, don't do that. Yeah. You won't be able to get on the
site.
Don't
go to the page.
Yeah, well,
so let's
that.
Help them get their forever home. We know how important it is, and any help we can give them is going to be massive in their hunt for this or their I guess hopes for a new home
yeah.
are all going to hinge upon whether or not we can come up with this money, and there's only another day and a half to do so. So let's get
That's
it
true.
Helped. Let's get it done. Let's get over 50K for them.
Yeah.
Reasonably speaking, in this area, there are a lot of people that have some disposable income. There are
I'd
many that
so.
Don't, and we don't expect you to do anything if you don't have it. But if you have an extra few bucks,
yeah.
maybe instead of going and getting a cup of Starbucks today, go yeah. put the $5 towards Molly and Job's new home.
And don't forget to share.
It'll feel good.
Yeah,
and it's
well.
A, by the way, it's a write-off, too, I found out.
Yeah,
if
is.
You donate $500, it's a tax write-off because
yep.
it's a donation.
Yeah.
So that's one thing.
Yep.
We'll repeat that again at the end. The other thing you mentioned, which was very interesting,
yeah.
Is this event Compassion Unveiled, which is brought to you by A Good Cup International. Do you want to tell us a little
yeah,
bit about
that? Yeah, that's the nonprofit organization behind this fundraiser.
Yes.
It's going to be on Saturday the 17th, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Liz Nandakumar, I believe, is the founder of this organization. She's a close personal friend of mine, and she is from India. And this ministry is revolving around helping women, underprivileged women, specifically in all of India and Thailand. Right now, currently it's where it's focused, but we hope to go well beyond that. And it's also targeting the Dalit in India. So it's a very worthwhile cause. As you know, a lot of women are abused around the world, and this is targeting that. So it's a very worthwhile cause, and she's spearheading this, and we'd love to promote it here on People Helping People.
Yeah, so let me give a little detail about this. If you go to, there's a, just search on Facebook, Compassion Unveiled. That's the name of the event.
Mm.
A Good Cup International invites you to Compassion Unveiled, a gala benefit dinner and dance, Saturday, September 17th, that's this coming Saturday, 5 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. at Fiorillo's Restaurant, which is on El Camino Real in Santa Clara. It's a buffet dinner, silent auction and raffles, dance, and then a presentation of A Good Cup International, a global cause for struggling women. It's $65 a person, very reasonable. Companies who purchase an entire table will have their logo displayed in the event program. Tickets are available at agoodcup.org or agoodcup-compassionunveiled.eventbrite.com. I think go to agoodcup.org. It's much easier.
Yeah,
simple. You have to RSVP. Actually, looking at it now, the RSVP date has gone by the board that I see, but I think you could still purchase tickets to this.
I still look into it for sure.
So you could either contact Elizabeth Nandakumar, who you mentioned.
Right.
Her email is wecare@agoodcup.org. Once again, wecare@agoodcup.org. Or Lisa Gwynn, email on her is bluelisaoc@yahoo.com. bluelisaoc@yahoo.com. And again, a great event. If you want to spend some money, you get a delicious dinner. There's an auction going on.
And a dance, if you like to get out there and...
Goes to a good cause.
Dance.
And it seems like right now, if you go, their Facebook page has a lot of the information about it. But the events of Saturday, this coming Saturday. So
yeah.
It's crazy because both of these things that we mentioned are
very
right
close.
Around the corner.
Yes.
But that's the reason we're mentioning them, to get more people aware of these things.
Especially Molly and Joe. Like,
what do you know about this, A Good Cup? Are you familiar with them? I'm going to the Facebook page as we speak.
Yeah. Not a whole lot. She sent me an invitation a couple months ago, and filled me in on what it was all about. I know her, so I know where her heart is. She works with disabled kids too at school, so she got a big heart. You know, she's very compassionate lady.
It says A Good Cup International is a nonprofit organization with a mission to restore, sustain, and rebuild global communities of marginalized and abused women.
Yeah.
It's a big topic.
Very big topic.
Especially, I know on our show specifically, we've had several guests to talk about battered women, domestic violence, and really suppression of women in general.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a topic that really needs to be the center of attention for quite some time in order to make change. I mean, we've come a long way as a country, but there's still a lot of places in this world that don't seem to necessarily hold the same value of equality as we do.
No, they don't. Certainly they don't. And that's really, really sad. When I had been over to Africa, I saw a lot of the women taking on the majority of the load in the families, you know, supporting the families, doing micro businesses. They call them micro enterprise. Very successful, but it was the women, not the guys.
It says here they're committed to providing social services in the form of clothing, food, shelter, medical, education, vocational support, or any other assistance needed to sustain and rebuild a community of women, okay? Mm. Now, their core values, for those of you who are curious about this, serving both local and global communities with these values, embodying love, compassion, honesty, self-sufficiency, and justice, celebrating diversity, restoring integrity and dignity, expressing empathy and sympathy, showing sensitivity, warmth, tenderness, and kindness. I think that really, and the quote here that sums it all up, Larry, there is no tool for development more effective than the empowerment of women. And I agree with that 100%.
Yep.
And for those that don't hold these same values or share these same values, that the idea is to start educating them. And figuring out a way to make some progress, because it's not going to change the way that this has been addressed locally, or at least in the United States. I think we've come a lot further in the past 30, 40 years.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
To think, you know, 50 years ago, women couldn't vote. I mean, that's something in itself. So we've come a long way, but it takes time. It takes education. Also important to understand that a lot of these people, a lot of the developing countries around the world don't necessarily progress the same way. A lot of their beliefs are very, very ancient.
Yeah, they're very different. And so you have to accept that. But, you know, regarding humanity, there are certain things that we need to recognize, and that's always the dignity of a person, whether they're a woman or a man. And unfortunately, men get the recognition. They get you know, they're more respected. Not that they deserve it, but they are, just because of the way the world is.
Yeah, like you said, it really isn't about what men deserve anything.
No.
Or deserve to be handed anything.
No.
But that's just the way it is,
just unfortunately. Just the way it is, yeah.
And that's something that needs to change. And again, it's not as if we haven't come a long way. And I don't mean just here in this country. I mean worldwide.
Yeah, no, that's a fact. But we only have because we're making people aware of what's going on. So for no other reason.
In your time doing Hearts for Africa, which you did for quite a few years.
3.5 years, I think it was.
Were you seeing progress in Africa, like significant progress, or would you say it was more incremental?
Well, it depends on the country you're talking about. So it's actually, you know, country.
Yeah,
country
within
country.
Africa, right.
Yeah, I have, you know, especially in East Africa, but because that's mainly where my focus was, the Horn of Africa. But yes, yeah.
Where is Eastern? Like, give me an example of what countries are in Eastern Africa.
Well, Tanzania, Kenya, Ethiopia,
okay.
Uganda. You
and that's where
Somalia.
A lot of the major problems exist too, correct?
Yeah. A lot in West Africa, too, though.
Yeah.
But, there are, because there are a number of countries in East Africa, considered East Africa. But, yeah, no, I've seen, you know, because I'm in touch with these people still, even though I don't do the show, I find out what's going on over there every day on my Facebook page.
And do you find that people from America are getting involved in this?
Very
much.
Or is
it mostly within the country?
No, a lot of Americans are. So what we've learned, especially in the missionary community, but not just them, the secular community too, is that we want them to make the change. We want them to work for change. We don't want to be the engine behind everything like we used to be.
Sort of give them the tools to do it themselves.
Absolutely. We give them the tools and they do everything else. We're just there to facilitate it in the beginning and then we're done. Pretty much.
Well, that brings me to the next question. So we're discussing this, a Good Cup organization specifically. What will it require? What will it take, in your belief, to get to this kind of progress that is necessary to get things even?
Going.
You know, where women are finally seen and viewed on the same level as men in these countries. Is it going to require hundreds of years? Is it going to require a couple of really, really targeted 3 or 4 years to really develop this? Or do you think it's something that's really small steps, hopefully, will get us to the goal? How quickly can something like this happen?
Well, it depends, of course. But I think education is what's going to make it happen, basically. And we find that through education, I found this through my work with Hearts for Africa to be true. When they're educated, it moves pretty quickly. Things change fairly rapidly, so you can get a lot of cheap. There's a huge groundswell right now to support women around the world. So it's not like it doesn't have support. It's pretty good. It's a pretty good basic and broad support system that they've got right now going on.
So we're seeing progress. That's important to know that.
Yeah.
I think for people who are, I guess, under-informed, right?
Yeah,
is that a word?
Yeah,
under-informed.
Yeah.
I think it's important to know how to educate yourself, where to go for the information, where to go to help. I feel like there's so many of these topics and there's so many of these issues happening. We can't possibly support everyone monetarily.
No, sometimes you can't.
It's just knowing what you get, learn as much as you can
so
you can at least join the conversation.
Yeah.
I always feel, we always talk about that. There's nothing more important than being informed and having the right information, because then you could take that information and decide what you want to do with it. If you don't know anything about it, then really you're not going to be of help to anybody, including yourself.
Absolutely.
So it's really just taking information and understanding what's happening.
Yeah.
And when you hear of a company or an organization like agoodcup.org and you find out what they're trying to do, it's much like what we're doing with Murali and the Sankara Eye Foundation.
Right.
Understanding that their goals are to help these children and these people who are needlessly blind. It's a pretty simple mission, if you will.
Yeah.
But in order to get there, you have to build the hospital. Without the hospital, you have nowhere to actually help these people. Yeah, so his first step is getting the hospital, building it. Mm-hmm. Once it's built, then you could start helping people. So really, it's all process, and it's all understanding the process.
Yeah, it's education and awareness. So that's what we're all about, you know, people helping people. We want to inform you out in the audience, because without information, you know, you're blown in the wind. It doesn't matter.
For those of you who are listening who might be hearing this and thinking, well, I have my own nonprofit or I work with this charity, mm-hmm. I want the word out. We are very, very eager to talk to everyone who's committed to some sort of nonprofit or charity in the Bay Area and beyond, specifically those that cater to the Desi community, because our radio stations are Desi radio stations. Yeah. So that's really where we can help focus our energy and help this show maybe bring some information to light and maybe inform people of something that they otherwise would never know about simply because of their own haste and their own life.
Yeah.
So let's get those people. If you're one of them or if you know somebody we should speak to, let's tell them, Larry, how they can get in touch with us so they can do so. Do you want to give that information out or do you feel confident?
Are you kidding? You give it. You always give it every week anyway.
Unbelievable.
I forgot.
You forgot all this.
So people helping people, daisypeoplehelpingpeople@gmail.com.
Very good. Yeah, daisypeoplehelpingpeople. @gmail.
Right.
Our website,
www.peoplehelpingpeopleradio.com.
There you go.
Yeah.
So those are the.
But he always says it, so, you know.
Feel free to go through our website and contact us or just send us an email. Simply, really, you could search People Helping People. Go to.
Yeah, we'll pop up.
Go to daisy1170am.com.
Yeah, we're there.
Yeah, we're there. Or, you know, klok1170am.com. You'll find our page. Any of those ways to get in touch with or call the station if you want to.
What's our phone number here?
Oh, God. 408-440-0851.
Ha.
That happened, by the way, off the top of my head. If I stopped for a second to think about what I was going to say, I would have forgotten the number. I just let it happen.
Yeah, brain freeze with you, too.
And it might be wrong, by the way.
I don't think so.
If you decide to call and it's the wrong number, just go to our website and get the right one.
That's why I haven't given the out information.
But I feel like that's right. I'm pretty confident that's right.
It is.
So that's the deal. That's what we expect from you. That's what we're kind of hoping from our listeners, that maybe you could bring us some information or help lead us to the right people that we can talk to so we can reach out to those. Sometimes you'll hear guests on our show. Sometimes we'll talk about the issues and then maybe start the conversation. So then people reach out and specifically give us direction as to where they want us to focus our shows.
Yeah, I'd like to make a comment. So Greg and I both, you know, we're employed full time. So we do this as a volunteer thing. It's a passion of ours. So we're very busy all the time with our own jobs as well. And this is what we love to do, though. So we really could use your help with ideas. We have a lot of ideas. God only knows there's thousands of them out there. But we could really use your help, your thoughts on this as well.
Yeah, that's pretty much the way this show is. It's a platform for the community. We happen to be in here every week, you, Larry, myself, Franco. We're here every week, no matter what.
Right.
Or even if we're not here, the show is on the air.
Always and goes on.
Because the information we've given out in the past, some cases, is time sensitive.
Right.
Most likely you won't hear those shows again, but some of these are just providing general information about local charities and nonprofits and events.
Right.
And what happens is it raises awareness and allows you into the fold and where you could, again, decide what you want to do with that information.
Exactly.
But I will give you the chance now, Larry, for your last thoughts before we get out of here.
It's basically always the same. I mean, just like with these two different organizations, these two different fundraising things going on, it's all about helping people. So I don't want to sound redundant, but go out and help somebody if you can.
So for those of you who are listening earlier and didn't have a chance to jot down the information, I'll give it one last time. If you were interested in the story of Job, Molly and Job getting their new forever home to help aid Job in his transition from a house I guess he's essentially grown out of.
Yeah.
He's quadriplegic. Mm-hmm. He's cerebral palsy.
Mm-hmm.
He's 13 years old. He requires all constant care from his adopted mother, I guess, right? He's adopted.
Yeah.
So let's get them what they need. Again, you can go to GoFundMe.com/ Molly and Job, MOLLYANDJOB, Molly and Job. And you can go there and donate. They need that 50K by Thursday. I'm not exactly sure of the tally at the moment, but it's getting closer. Your little bit of money can help, or a lot, for that matter.
Definitely.
And then the other that we talked about a bit earlier was A Good Cup. Their fundraiser is happening this Saturday, and it is at, it's called Compassion Unveiled. It's the Fiorello's restaurant on El Camino Real in Santa Clara, 5 o'clock to 9 o'clock. It's a $65 per person price tag, and it goes to benefit A Good Cup International and Global Cause for Struggling Women. Really great cause, great people involved. Yeah. And even if you don't go to this event, maybe find out more by going to agoodcup.org.
They could always use your help.
All right. Any last thoughts, Larry?
Nope, I already said it.
Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in. We'll be back again next week with another edition of People Helping People on Desi 1170 AM, radio that listens to you.